Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Top Stories. I am Andy Zaltzman, rummaging around in the archives of the Bugle podcast to find out what was the biggest news in the world at some point since late 2007. Specifically today, May 2017 is where we're heading back. It was election season in the United Kingdom, but two of the key players had gone AWOL. This is from issue 4029 of the Bugle, in which I was joined by Nish Kumar for a show entitled Electile Dysfunction. That deserved more.
Top story this week, electile dysfunction.
Very good. Very good.
There Nish. You go. I learned from the best.
That's a Billy Bragg album, I think.
It is a Billy Bragg album. Andy, it's election season in the UK. Theresa May has called a snap election. And the phrase snap election is definitely the most fun thing about the whole election. It is going to be a sobering few weeks for this country as the British public faces a choice of a person they don't really trust and a person they don't really like. We are not so much stuck between a rock and a hard place as we are stuck between a rock that we think may have sympathised with the IRA and a hard place that may be trying to kill old people.
Yes, the election no one wanted, called for reasons no one particularly wants to think about. With the results seemingly so foregonically conclusionized, is that a technical term? That Theresa May could spend the next 3 weeks in a cryogenic freezer without it affecting the result. If anything, in fact, her poll ratings might actually go slightly up as it would make her seem a little bit warmer than she generally does. and this week...
Burn on you, boom! Mate! Take that!
This week, it's been manifesto week. I mean, they don't really put the manifest into obfuscesto, perhaps, would be maybe a slightly more appropriate term. All the parties basically been accused of turning back time to various degrees.
That's
Labour's
right.
Been accused of wanting to take us back to the 1970s. The Liberal Democrats quite openly want us to take us back to the 22nd of June 2016, the day before we voted for whatever the fuck Brexit turns out to be. The Conservatives essentially seem to want to take us back to the late 16th century, when we had an all-powerful female monarch and no one else was allowed to say anything. But I got their election leaflet through my letterbox, and it had the word strong and stable leadership. I mean, it was like Bart Simpson at the start of an episode. Just all over the front page. And then pictures of just no one but Theresa May.
We should establish for non-British buglers, because people in Britain are so sick of hearing that phrase now, strong and stable is very much the catchphrase of this election campaign. It's very much the eat my shorts for the post 9/11 era. It's strong and stable leadership. That's the message that Theresa May is trying to ram home by literally saying it at every conceivable opportunity. It's numbing the effect of it. Strong and stable leadership. Strong and stable leadership. All good work and no play makes Theresa a dull boy. All good work and no play makes Theresa a dull boy.
And UKIP want to seemingly take Britain back to about 5 billion BC. Before the purity of this nation was sullied by the evolution of life.
UKIP are still disputing the outcome of the Battle of Hastings.
Send it up. Send it up to the TV umpire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That arrow was fired from an offside position.
Yeah. There was an extraordinary spectacle this week because the leadership debates are no more. We tried it for a bit. And now we've decided that we've had enough of seeing our political leaders actually debate with each other. So yesterday, viewers on ITV were treated to a debate between all the leaders of the major parties, except Labour and the Conservative Party. Because Theresa May said that she wouldn't appear, and Jeremy Corbyn said, well, if she's not doing it, I'm not doing it, in one of the classically more infantile responses in British politics.
Right. I think I was out of the country when she decided not to take part.
That's right. The kind of party line is that the people don't want to see politicians squabbling, to which your answer is, they don't call a f- f***ing election.
Another explanation I've heard is that they just couldn't find an extension cable long enough so that they could plug her in. I've watched Westworld, and I know you don't want a robot running out of batteries halfway through doing something.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't be ideal for the TV viewers if Theresa May has a fly land on her eyeball and doesn't flinch. So the leadership debate happened without Jeremy Corbyn or Theresa May, who, again, for non-British buglers, are the only two people who mathematically can possibly win this election. And I was searching for an appropriate analogy. And unfortunately for me, the only one that came to mind is that this debate would be a bit like if we had a debate to establish your best bugle co-host and then didn't invite John. Look, we know who you're all going to vote for, but if you couldn't vote for him, who would you vote for? It's like having a political debate in a parallel dimension.
As a result of which, the TV audience was around about 8, I think.
The coverage of the election so far has been very positive for Theresa May. The Daily Mail led with a front page that said, "At last, a PM not afraid to be honest with you." Now, this may have something to do with the fact that the Daily Mail maybe just believes Theresa May's political positions are the right direction for this country to go in. It may have something to do with the fact that James Slack is the former political editor of the Daily Mail, who is currently Theresa May's official spokesperson. But I cannot wrap my head around this idea that she is somehow honest. Bear in mind that this is a prime minister who repeatedly stated she would not call a general election this year, who has subsequently called a general election, and who supported the Remain campaign in the EU referendum and is now pursuing a Brexit so hard that it's likely to force Pret a Manger to change its name to Food in It.
Conservative manifesto had, some interesting things in.
Sure, it was a spicy affair.
One odd thing was that this pledge to clamp down on electoral fraud.
Yeah.
The electoral fraud that has been such a problem in this country that no one has noticed it happening
I think it was something like 21 complaints.
Yes, it's like microscopic.
My last Edinburgh run generated more complaints than that.
Unless it means the kind of electoral fraud that leads to Labour and the Conservatives getting massively overrepresented in Parliament due to our first-past-the-post system. The kind of results that would cost hundreds of millions of pounds, dollars, whatever, of bribes and backhanders in other countries. You get it for free over here by using some quirky 18th century mathematics. Or the electoral fraud that fills our second chamber with 800 representatives who have received a collective total of 0 votes. That also looks dodgy.
Look, Andy, remember the old British political saying, it's not corruption if the person doing it is a rich old white man. I believe that's written in Latin on the Houses of Parliament.
It is true that the checks for ID at polling stations are not the most rigorous in world democracy. You can basically turn up. You find someone sitting there with a printed electoral roll with everyone's name and address on. You could basically go up and say, "I am Brigadier Lord Minky Hound Gravelshit, and I demand my ballot paper now." What's your address, please? It's 49 Billion Testicle Street. Oh, I don't know that street. It's on the new housing development. Look, I'm just here on the list. Just cross that name out and give me a paper.
I'm not sure I've ever turned up with my polling card. And, you just sort of say your name and they let you in. I think I might try this year to say my name is Jennifer Aniston and my address is the flat above Central Perk. See how far that gets me. So the manifesto itself, there's a couple of key issues that they're trying to push. One is obviously immigration, which is just constantly been... The two conversations we have are about immigration and how we need less of it. And the other conversation that we have is how we never talk about immigration. That's pretty much our national political discourse summed up in a brief soundbite, right? The Conservatives are pledging to reduce net migration to below 100,000 per year. But interestingly, this is something that has been sort of mooted around Brexit. But interestingly, Michael Fallon, who's the Defence Secretary, was interviewed about this on Newsnight, and he refused to call it a policy. He instead referred to it as an ambition. That's where we are now, Andy. The Conservative Manifesto is essentially a wish list, which at this point you've got to treat like New Year's resolutions. We all know that they're going to be broken within a month, but it's tradition, goddammit.
Fundamentally, manifestos are not so much promises or pledges as the kind of stuff that you put on an online dating profile. just to get things moving.
That's exactly.
And you hope you suck people into a long-term relationship, and then it becomes too much hassle to complain about the lies that began it.
Yeah, exactly. And
am I sharing too much?
Judging by their manifesto, the Conservatives are swiping far right.
The Labour manifesto had a promise to not raise taxes for the lowest 95% earners and only to raise taxes on the top 5%. This was variously interpreted as Labour wanting to tax the top 5% of earners a bit more, Labour wanting to tax everyone a bit more, and Jeremy Corbyn wanting to establish gulags in Cornwall and force everyone to work on collective farms. What's that? You want a one-way ticket to Siberia Parkway? Sure thing, comrade. Hop on. Vote for me. It very much depended which newspaper you read. Obviously, the sums don't add up. That's fine. Sums never add up. Sure. Any half-decent mathematician will tell you that. Any half-decent or, 45% decent. There is about as much chance of Labour winning this election as there was of Britain voting to leave the EU and Leicester City Football Club winning the Premier League and America voting for a regurgitated carrot chunk from the bowels of Beelzebub as its president in the same year. And only two of those things happens, of course. Obviously, Donald Trump is not actually a regurgitated carrot chunk from the bowels of Beelzebub. Metaphorically, that's a different matter, but not literally.
If you've enjoyed what you've heard on Top Stories or any other issue of The Bugle, come to see The Bugle live on our UK tour in March of 2024. Tickets are on sale now at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.